listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hello, Deadly.
Wow. Nice one, Matt.
Thanks. I worked on my yodeling skills this weekend when I went hiking. It's the best when you're standing on top of a mountain and you yodel real loud and it echoes right back at you. It is awesome.
I didn't know you liked to hike, Matt. I learn something new about you all the time. Mountains are excellent places to go when you want to be amazed at God's creation. There is so much you can see, like flowers and trees and water and animals. Did you see anything cool?
Lots. I saw a ladder-backed woodpecker, a ruby-crowned kinglet, and a beautiful vermilion flycatcher.
Wowzer! And those are...
birds, of course! Sounds like you need to invest in a bird book, Julie. But I didn't just see birds. With my binoculars, I also saw coyotes and even a mountain lion.
A mountain lion? No way! I think you should have led with that. But you know, speaking of lions, they're a huge part of our story today.
Mountain lions in the Bible? So cool.
Actually, better than mountain lions. Real, giant lion lions.
Whoa. Well, then we better learn some things about lions before we start. And there's no better place to learn than at the zoo.
With our good friend, Guy the Zookeeper.
That's right. Guy knows everything about animals, and he will help us out. Let's go.
To the zoo we go. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Oh, Guy? Guy? I don't think he can hear us.
Well, then I guess we'll just have to no choice but to...
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Well, hooly dooly, Mitt and Julie. What a lovely surprise.
Hi, Guy. It's so good to see you.
You too. Now, what brings you two to the zoo?
Well, today our story from the Bible talks about lions, so we figured we should run right over and learn all we can from the best zookeeper in town, you.
Well, welcome to the jungle. I mean, the zoo.
Guy, have you ever heard of a lion's den? I mean, we have a den in my house. It's where we read and relax and play games. I'm guessing a lion's den isn't quite the same as that.
Not the same, but not all the way different. A lion's den can refer to a place where lions hang out, play around, and sleep a whole lot.
Oh, well, sleepy lions don't sound too scary.
Don't be fooled, Julie. These are not cuddly little Simba lions. These are big Mufasa lions. And when they wake up, they are hungry lions. And hungry lions have very big teeth. Did you know that some of their teeth can be 4 inches long? That's about the size of your pinky finger.
Okay, that sounds scary.
It can be. And that's why as a zookeeper, I always respect the animals I care for. Unlike humans, animals act on instinct alone. That means if they're hungry, they're going to eat whatever they can find. It's up to myself and the other zookeepers to care for our lions by feeding them properly and maintaining a safe and respectable distance.
So I guess when our story talks about Daniel being thrown into a lion's den, we can assume that he was in a lot of danger.
That's right, Mitt. But as you'll hear, the main point is that God is in charge of everything, even hungry lions. Well, speaking of hungry lions, I had better get these guys their lunch.
Thanks, Guy. Hey, be careful in there.
You bet. I hope this helps you, mates, as you learn from the Bible today.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Last week, we learned about three Israelites named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego living in exile. They would not worship anyone or anything other than God, even when the king of their land was telling them to. And God saved them from the fires of a hot, fiery furnace. Whew! Today, we're going to learn about another man who loved God and obeyed God, even though the Israelites were in exile. His name was Daniel. On the count of three, say Daniel. One, two, three. Daniel.
Now, Daniel loved and trusted God, and he prayed to God every single day, even though he was living far away from the promised land with people who didn't love or trust God. Daniel knew that God is in charge of everything. So even when things were hard, Daniel still obeyed God and he still prayed.
Now, the king of that land liked Daniel very much. Daniel did a great job helping him. But there were some other men Daniel worked with who did not like Daniel at all.
One day, these men got together and made a plan to trick the king into making a rule that would be very bad for Daniel. A rule that said no one in all the land could pray to anyone but the king for a whole month. Should we pray to a king or anyone other than God? No way! Only God is in charge of everything. The rule also said that if somebody broke this rule, then they would be thrown into a den or cave of lions.
The king really liked the thought of everyone praying to him, so he made this rule into a law so that everyone had to obey it.
Now, Daniel had to make a choice. He could disobey God by praying to the king, or not praying at all, or he could disobey the king and keep praying to God. Do you think Daniel prayed to the king? No way. Do you think Daniel stopped praying? No way. Daniel knew that God is in charge of everything, not the king. And only God deserves all our obedience and worship.
Pretty soon, the men who did not like Daniel found him praying and talking with God just like they had planned. They went to the king right away and told him what they had seen. The king did not want Daniel to get in trouble. He liked Daniel, but he also knew that Daniel had to be punished because Daniel broke the law.
The king was powerful, and he was definitely in charge of some things, but he was not in charge of everything. He couldn't change his rule and save Daniel, so he had soldiers take Daniel away, and they threw him in the lion's den. Ah!
Remember, lions have great big teeth and claws for hunting and eating. They're huge and have great big roars. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and the doors were shut.
I'm sure Daniel was so scared, but he still knew that God is in charge of everything, even lions. The king wasn't strong enough to save Daniel, but God was. So he prayed and prayed and prayed to God.
The next morning, the king, who was so worried for Daniel, went to the lion's den to find out what had happened to his friend. He called out to Daniel in the lion's den to see if he was safe. And guess what?
Daniel answered. He told the king that God had sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. The lions could not open their mouths to hurt Daniel. God saved Daniel from the lions.
The king brought Daniel out of the lion's den and praised God for saving Daniel. He even made a new law. Let's get an even closer look at what the king said to the people from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to read can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. I'll give you a moment to find it. Daniel 6, verses 26 and 27. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Daniel 6, verses 26 and 27 says, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
The king made a new law telling everyone in the land to worship God. He knew that only the one true God can save people from lions. Only God is in charge of everything.
Daniel obeyed God and trusted that God is in charge of everything, not the king. God kept him safe from the lions and from the people who were trying to hurt him. God saved Daniel, and God can save us too from a problem way bigger than lions, our sin.
We're all born with hearts that are sick with sin. We all sin, and sin separates us from God. But that's why God sent his son, Jesus. We know that Jesus lived a perfect life and died on the cross to take the punishment for our sin. And then he came back to life so that everyone who loves and trusts him can have a new, healthy heart and live with God forever. God is in charge of everything, and he sent Jesus to save his people from their sins.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review.
That's right, and our friend Guy is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Guy.
All right, we're going to ask you 6 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Ready?
Here we go.
All right, question number 1. What did Daniel do every day?
He prayed to God.
Question number 2. There were some men who did not like Daniel and wanted to make him get in trouble. What did they trick the king into doing?
They told the king he should make a rule
that no one can pray to God.
Question number 3. Did Daniel continue to pray to God?
Yes!
Yeah. Question number 4. When the men and the king found out that Daniel was praying to God, where did they put him?
In the lion's den.
Question number 5. The next morning, who came to see if Daniel was okay?
The king!
And was Daniel saved from the lions?
Yes!
Last question. Question number 6. Who saved Daniel from being eaten by the lions?
God!
God shut the lion's mouth. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, take some time to talk with your family about a time God helped you to be brave when you were scared.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that will help us remember that God is in charge of everything.
Night, spread the stars throughout the sky. With his hands around outer space, he put each planet into place. No matter how big or small, he's in charge of it all. The summer sun to show, clouds to snow, the morning bird to sing. God's in charge of everything. When he speaks, the earth obeys. With just one word, he made the day. tells each cloud which way to move, commands the waves of the ocean blue. No matter how big or small, he's in charge of it all. The summer sun to show, the winter's cloud to snow, the morning bird to sing. God's in charge of everything. The springtime flowers grow, the autumn colors show, the bumblebee to sting. God's in charge of everything. God's in charge of everything. God's in charge of everything.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story is just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to the book of Daniel anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.